Okay, y'all, I got a question. How can our social footprint that we leave on social media and in these real streets translate into constructive instead of destructive behavior when civically engaging with other people, especially in times of political unrest and social unrest, and especially as Christian believers? See, we need to know the answer to that question because some of y'all like to tussle, and there are some of us who are reform fighters who are really trying to do better as we navigate the intersection of Christianity and culture. So let's talk about it.
Hey, I'm Chris McDonald, and you're listening to She Speaks Podcast, where each episode we will navigate our way through the intersection of Christianity and culture to cultivate conversations that are real, relevant, and maybe even ratchet at times too. But either way, she speaks.
Can you believe that someone actually told me recently on social media that I align myself with police brutality because I don't advocate for riots that lead to looting and unprecedented violence? Y'all, but to me it sounds like an unwise assumption was made about me, because it's clear that this person hasn't followed anything that I say or do on social media over the last 6 years, and she definitely doesn't know me in real life. Because if any of you know or have listened to my podcast, you know that I am so vocal about police brutality and systemic racism. But I also said that I had a feeling that riots would emerge and I didn't want people tearing up their city as a result. Let me be clear. I am not against protests and peaceful demonstrations as a way of advocating for a good cause. I am not against people making their voice heard. I am, however, against violent protests that leads to more violence, aka the January 6th riot. Let's be real. Just like in Little Rock, every day there is something violent happening in the city of Memphis. I see aggravated robberies, shootings, and other violent crimes happening way too much. And it seems like it's growing as each day passes. So it's a possibility that civil unrest can create opportunities for some people to act in a worse manner than they already do on a daily basis, which is why I am very adamant about supporting protests but not supporting riots that lead to violent insurrection. But with that said, I am also aware of the cultural implications that come with using the word riot. Most often, the general public associates that word with Black people in a negative way. And so when I say I don't support riots, especially the one on January 6th, I mean the tearing down of walls and burning of buildings and injury to people and damage to small businesses that worked hard to build in the first place. This is what I don't support, to be clear. Yet, for the most part, when people, especially Black people, protest, they do so peacefully. It is usually outsiders who come in and try to create a narrative that weakens the people's protests. Had the young lady who made the statement she made about me and my history in law enforcement, had she come ready to have a conversation instead of coming ready to tussle in my comments, then we could have had a different discussion. If she would have approached the conversation differently, we could have had this civilized conversation about her offense with me using the word riot and encouraging people in Memphis to stock up in preparation for potential unrest in their city. But instead, we're here. I'm here speaking about how to be civil in a world of uncivilized people. Now, many of us have heard the phrase, "Now let's all act civilized," or "Let's discuss this like civilized people," right? We've all heard those. Well, unfortunately, not everyone has the capacity to be civilized, and social media is really emphasizing that. See, it's some barbarians out here who are set on being quote-unquote real, but are actually just really rude. And what has happened is that culture has conflated what civility is with what political correctness is under the umbrella of respectability politics. Ooh, I'm gonna say that one more time just so we're clear. What has happened is that culture has conflated what civility is with what political correctness is under the umbrella of respectability politics. And I would like to pause parenthetically to also say that you should definitely go back and listen to the episode that I did on respectability politics on She Speaks podcast. But anyway, we've allowed a racially systemic society to define what civility is for us, especially as Black people, through a white gaze. Some of us think that being civil is making sure our behavior is appeasing to white people. No, sir. No, ma'am. Being civil is not about conforming our attitudes and our postures to what white people consider professional. That is why civility is sometimes confused with being politically correct. But the two are not synonymous. Being civil is defined as simply being courteous or polite or considerate when engaging with other people. It does not mean agreement. It does not mean agreement. Sometimes, to avoid disagreement or debate, people will turn to political correctness or try to force other people to do the same because of respectability politics. But that doesn't solve the problem that social issues bring. We still need resolution, which often comes through conversations in certain rooms at certain tables. But that means we need civility to accomplish this. And civility can be hard to maintain when so many people have strong opinions on matters that they consider important. But it can be done. So let's talk about what that looks like. When you're passionate about social justice and you position yourself as a social advocate, it will often put you at the center of heated discussions or debates. And there is a way to demonstrate your passion from the platform that you stand on in these debates or discussions without being uncivilized in the way that you challenge somebody else. Because being real is not being rude. You can be real and still be respectful. Because the reality is, educated, informed, and intelligent individuals who want the same thing can differ passionately about how to get to resolution about those things. But we must be willing to see that the road ahead that we choose may look different than somebody else's. And then we need to focus on our journey ahead instead of trying to force somebody else onto the path that we've been led to take. Unfortunately, though, there are people out here who are set on bulldozing their way forward as a community advocate without thought to the actual community that they are called to advocate for. You do your community a disservice when you are uncivil in the way that you engage others concerning social issues and public policy. Why, Chris? Well, I'm gonna tell you why. Because when you are uncivil, you get doors shut in your face. When you are uncivil, you get locked out of rooms that God has called you or meant for you to be in. You lose opportunities to be heard because you're loud and wrong with your approach. Your message may be right, but your approach lacks discernment and wisdom, which displaces you and keeps you from the places that you're supposed to be. You allow your feelings to show instead of your fruit. That's what the problem is. You allow your feelings to show instead of your fruit. And what I've learned is to stop responding to shade from trees that bear no fruit. Wow. What does that mean, Chris? Well, it means discerning the tone and the taste that a person leaves with you when they engage with you. You gotta consider, how have they come to you before? Have they ever engaged with you positively in a previous instance to where you can discern their heart? Because this is it. Some people have been connected to you and have had opportunities to positively engage with you, especially online, but they didn't because they don't like you. They may be connected to you, but they don't like you. And so they've been waiting for the opportunity to approach you only when it gives them a chance to challenge you. So you gotta check the fruit. And they are coming with rotten fruit if they are only coming to challenge. Can you safely engage with someone without ruining your own witness as a Christian believer? Some people are not worth it because they will make you risk your witness for others who do follow you. So I believe in this approach for online and offline civic engagement. Discern, assess, and respond. Discern, assess, and respond. And listen, if you don't remember this, I have a sweatshirt and a t-shirt to help you remember. Visit SheSpeaksApparel.com. But assess the situation for real. After you've discerned who's even coming to you, assess the situation that you are in. Is it even worth your engagement? Or could your advocacy be used in a different space with a different face? Because some people are not worth the time that it takes to advocate. Sometimes people approach us with a heart that was already set against us at the start, so the conversation was never meant to be civil. And you don't need to face them. Find another face to engage with for potential resolve. Discern who or what you're dealing with and assess whether or not someone has a heart for you before they have a heated conversation with you. Did you catch that? I'm going to rewind it and I'm going to say it again. Discern who or what you're dealing with and assess whether someone has a heart for you before they have a heated conversation with you. Scripture says in Proverbs 18:2 that a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing their own opinion. See, the young lady that I encountered on my social media recently was a fool. And I don't engage with fools because why? The Bible tells me so. Scripture also says that if a wise person has an argument with the fool enrages and laughs and there is no quiet. Basically, you'll find yourself going in circles with someone who insists on seeing things their own way. Furthermore, the Bible also tells me that we are to answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. I know you've heard of an old saying that if two people are arguing, it's hard to tell who's the fool. Yeah, going back and forth with a fool will have you looking like a fool too. When two people are trying to be heard and no one is listening, it's hard to identify the foolish. So I simply choose, out of obedience to scripture, to set my boundaries and bow out of foolishness. Amen. Because I ain't no fool. I may have some foolish ways, Lord help me, but I'm no fool. And so because at the end of the day, you have a responsibility to still be salt in a world that's lacking flavor. You still have a responsibility to be light. And uncivil people often lack flavor and they come with darkness. They leave a bad taste in your mouth. And so with that said, you have to respond with wisdom. Don't respond with your feelings, respond with your fruit. And guess what? That may mean no response at all. As much as we may want to say something, as much as we may want to argue our case, sometimes a response is no response. Don't feel the need to be heard when engaging with those who were never going to hear you anyway. A heart set against you won't ever hear you. Okay? A heart set against you won't ever hear you. However, if you do feel led to respond, do so with the fruit of the Spirit. Be patient with people. Be loving in your response. Be kind. Be self-controlled in your engagement. Always remember that you are the light that can be reflected into dark conversations. Being civil is not about political correctness. I can't say that enough. You don't have to conform or confine yourself to being quiet, but be wise. Be a good listener. Be a good steward of your gifts. God has given you to serve others online and offline special gifts, and you need to make sure that those are first and forefront. Scripture also says in Proverbs 14:29 that whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but the one who has a hasty temper exalts foolishness. And we don't want to be out here looking like a fool. Amen. And I also want to remind you of this. James tells us that we are to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man or woman does not produce the righteousness of God. Okay? Don't let people play in your face, but also be responsible for exemplifying the image of Christ in their face. That is not being civil. That is being silly when you go toe-to-toe with people. So set boundaries for yourself. Don't let people play in your face. That is not being civil. That is being silly. If someone comes at you loud and out of order, establish some order in a graceful way by setting boundaries. Yet, give people a chance to share their own opinions in a way that recognizes and honors their own personal identity and dignity too. Don't be self-righteous and stuck in your own way. We can disagree and still be respectful so that we find resolve to move forward. And guess what? In the coming times, I feel like there's going to be a lot of political and social unrest, and we're all going to need to find a way to move forward together. Amen.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of She Speaks Podcast. Please visit whenchrisspeaks.com and subscribe so you can get the heads up on future episodes and any updates on what's to come. You can also connect with me on social media at whenchrisspeaks or She Speaks Apparel if you're looking for some dope Christian lifestyle and empowerment apparel, okay? But seriously, if you love the show me some love. Leave me a rating on your podcast platform of choice so that I can continue bringing more people more quality content. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.